honor the Almighty at all costs. A fine quality in a husband, an absolute necessity in a redeemer. On the other hand, but if he is not willing, Ruth 3:13, a smile plays at the corners of his mouth as if he knows something about this other man. Might the dude not be willing? Boaz has planted that possibility in our minds. If he isn't interested, Boaz says, if he does not wish to redeem you, he lets that sink in, then presses on, his voice firmer. As surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Ruth 3:13. Now it's Ruth's turn to smile. The eternal God surely does live. Boaz is unabashedly telling her, I will redeem you. I will take care of you. I promise by the living God to do it myself. Woo! We know how this is going to turn out. In the Hebrew text, the word I is emphasized. Boaz is as determined to stay with Ruth as she was to stay with Naomi. And isn't it grand how he always brings the Lord on board? As Isaiah proclaimed, our Redeemer, the Lord Almighty is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. God is ever on Boaz's mind. He is convinced the Lord is in charge and takes him at his word. God is not only involved in the lives of these biblical characters, but he is also fully involved in our lives. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. From long before we were born until after we go on to glory, the living God is doing his redeeming work, creating us in his image, then recreating us into the likeness of his Son. Boaz urges Ruth to trust him and invokes the Lord's name, just as Ruth did when she made her pledge to Naomi. By taking an oath, which was not done lightly in Israel of old, Boaz means to dispel any lingering doubts or fears. He's not only asking Ruth to stay.